Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. One of my favorite people in the world, a great statesman, a great American, someone who's working tirelessly for small businesses and proposing marketplace solutions, market-based solutions for healthcare, and has been now for a long, long time. She's been talking about it with me on my show since 1998. She's the president of the Galen Institute, Galen, GALEN.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Grace Marie, tell them about Galen.
We are a think tank specializing in health policy, and particularly policy that puts doctors and patients back in charge of decisions and that gives employers and employees the freedom to choose the health insurance that works for them, not what the government tells them they must have.
From your mouth to God's ears, that's all I can say. Grace Marie, thanks again. By the way, folks, the book is called Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. I've made no bones of folks about how my attitude about President Obama is my only issue with him is policy. He continues to do things that I believe are not good for America, and Obamacare is one of them. Grace Marie, so many things now about this administration, you can apply the old term that my grandmother used to say, and you probably heard yours say too, the chickens are coming home to roost. And meaning the policy has been made, it was made with some kind of a fanciful, romantic notion, but not based in reality. Now that reality has had time to deal with that policy, there are people in jeopardy. And one of those things that I want you to report on for us is the new imposition of taxes on the medical industry and the regulating of the medical companies, especially the equipment manufacturers as well, and how we now probably need those guys to be ramping up to cure Ebola. What do you think?
Well, the pharmaceutical industry, that's a really good point, Jim. Certainly, first of all, the medical device tax, they didn't go along and play along with Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And they got punished when this law was, they have to pay a 2.3% tax on their revenues. And most of these are fledgling start companies that have, you know, one very jazzy product for surgical procedures or hip replacements or shoulder replacements. And they have to pay a tax on their revenues even if they don't make a penny of profit. They are moving their company.
Tax on revenue, not profit. Tax on revenue, folks, not profit.
There are tens of thousands of good high-tech jobs are being lost because of Obamacare.
It's as if the Obama administration said, take that, you guys.
They just drain away. And the pharmaceutical industry, that to the point about that you made about, yes, we need them with Ebola, here we have an industry that is just maligned with people saying, oh, these big bad crooks, oh, by the way, but we want you to put your research and technicians together right away, work 24/7, because mm-hmm. we need you to come up with a cure for Ebola or at least a vaccine. So here we have this industry that we malign all the time, and by the way, we need you to help save our lives. So we need to recognize that this industry is a lifeline. And if we take away its ability to be able to make the revenues on these products that they need in order mm-hmm. to continue this research, then we're also not going to be able to continue the medical progress that we've seen in this country for decades and really a century.
This is the chickens coming home to roost on ideology, isn't it, Grace Marie? I mean, the so much of the things that we're seeing coming out of Washington right now are based on ideology, meaning there's no compromise, no debate. I'm right, you're wrong, and the ideology has very little reference to reality, doesn't it?
And they seem to not understand the power of incentives. Mm. The incentive, for example, were for employers to drop coverage for part-time workers in Obamacare because they don't have to pay a fine if they work fewer than 30 hours a week. Well, of course, what are employers doing? Dropping their part-time workers. Over and over, we see that they didn't look at, they haven't studied economics. They don't know that you've got to look at what the law says people are going
to
do.
I've got to wrap it up so quickly. Don't you think 2015 is going to be the ugliest year yet for Obamacare?
It's going to get worse every year, Jim. It's going to be worse next year than last year, than this year, but it'll be worse the year after that than this year, than next year.
I have a new hashtag, Grace Marie. Hashtag God help us. Thanks
Lord
for being here.
Help us.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for being here. Good job. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We can't do without her. President of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Be sure to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.